The collision of a passenger jet and an Army helicopter in Washington, D.C. affects flights in Northeast Ohio. Multiple flights between D.C. and Akron-Canton Airport and Cleveland-Hopkins International Airport were canceled following the Wednesday night crash. Ronald Reagan National Airport was temporarily closed while authorities conducted search and recovery operations in D.C. Lisa Dalpiez, Vice President of Air Service and Business Development at CAK, says the airport authority is extending its deepest sympathies to all those affected by the tragic incident. A man who pleaded guilty to having inappropriate contact with a young girl in Sebring has been sentenced. 37-year-old Bradley Edo of Sebring entered the plea in November to a count of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor in Mahoning County Common Police Court. Judge Anthony D'Apolito gave him a 2-year sentence. Edo must register as a Tier 2 sex offender following his release. As part of a plea deal, charges of sexual battery and importuning were dropped. Edo was indicted in March 2023. A Massillon woman who allegedly tried to block authorities from arresting a fugitive is in trouble with the law. 33-year-old Melissa Altunaga was arrested today by Massillon police and charged with obstructing justice and misuse of 911. She was released from the Stark County Jail after posting bond. Altunaga is accused of refusing to open the door of her South Avenue Southwest home to police and U.S. Marshals December 10th. She reportedly tried to close it when marshals forced it open and lied to officers when asked if the suspect charged with felonious assault was in the house. Altunaga also allegedly called 911 to falsely report an emergency while police were present. She's scheduled for arraignment in Massillon Municipal Court tomorrow. The State Fire Marshal's Office is investigating the cause of a Wednesday afternoon house fire in Tuscarawas Township. Around 5:40, North Lawrence firefighters responded to the 14,000 block of Lincoln Street West. The blaze started in the basement and spread to the first and second floors and attic. The home sustained heavy damage. Crews were on scene for nearly 5 hours. There were no injuries. Firefighters from Beach City, Brewster, Dalton, Erie Valley, Kidron, Lawrence Township, Massillon, and Perry Township assisted at the scene. The Red Cross is providing assistance to the residents. The Alliance School District is making changes to its administrative team. Director of Secondary Education Sean Jackson has been named Assistant Superintendent. High School Principal Christy Woodford will be Director of Student Services, while Coordinator of Curriculum and Instruction Natalie Kern will be Director of Curriculum. High School Assistant Principal Sean Fontaine is being promoted to Principal. There will be a search for his replacement. The restructuring is prompted by the upcoming retirement of Director of Elementary Education Michelle Balderson. She has spent nearly 34 years with the district in various roles. Balderson's final day will be July 31st. The Board of Education will consider the changes during a February 4th work session. The Columbiana County Grand Jury secretly indicted a man accused of making up facts about a murder case in East Liverpool. 25-year-old Travis Kidder of East Liverpool was recently served with the indictment. He's charged with obstructing official business. Kidder was arraigned today in Common Pleas Court. He allegedly lied to investigators during the probe of the July 2021 slaying of 20-year-old Bryson Douglas. He was discovered shot to death in front of a home on Pennsylvania Avenue. 34-year-old Elvin Tisdale of Newell, West Virginia, and his brother, 24-year-old Alan Tisdale of Lisbon, are each charged with aggravated murder. They will be tried separately later this year. The Tisdales are being held in the county jail on $1 million bonds. The May 6th ballot in Columbiana County will include a renewal of the Children's Services Levy. Commissioners Wednesday approved legislation placing the tax before voters. The 0.75 mil levy would remain on the books for 5 years. It has been in place for over 20 years and was most recently renewed in 2020. It will generate roughly $1.2 million per year. Boardman police say Immigrations and Customs Enforcement was notified after a man used a fake Social Security card while attempting to obtain an Ohio ID. Officers were called to the BMV on Boardman-Canfield Road Wednesday morning. The man allegedly had presented counterfeit documents. WKBN-TV reports police ran his Social Security number through their system and found no information on the name listed on the papers. A BMV investigator concluded the papers were fake. Police were unable to confirm the man's identity and he was arrested on a forgery charge. ICE said he was likely unregistered. Youngstown police arrested a man for his alleged role in a weekend murder. 22-year-old Terry Hopkins was picked up Wednesday. He and 34-year-old Kenneth Carter are charged with complicity to commit murder in the death of 42-year-old Rashawn Graham. Carter was arrested Monday and arraigned Wednesday in municipal court. Graham was found with multiple gunshot wounds Friday at a home on Griselda Avenue. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The incident remains under investigation. Youngstown police are investigating a shooting on the city's west side. Officers responded to reports of gunfire at a home on North Brockway Avenue around 5 p.m. Wednesday. A man was wounded. He had already driven himself to St. Elizabeth Health Center. Police say the shooting occurred inside the house. They have identified a suspect. A Trumbull County judge has issued a life prison sentence to a man who raped a child. Common Pleas Judge Ronald Rice today sentenced 56-year-old Terry Weekly of Newton Falls. He will not be eligible for parole. Weekly also was labeled a Tier 3 sex offender. He pleaded guilty earlier this month to 3 counts of rape. 2 additional counts were dismissed. Prosecutors say Weekly sexually sexually assaulted a girl 5 times. The victim was 12 years old when the activity began. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.